is the captivity of Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian, who's been held in an Iranian jail for the past 14 months, nearly over now that there is a guilty verdict on espionage charges? Or will the as-yet-unannounced sentence seal his fate for years? In an editorial today, the Washington Post says Mr. Rezaian never pursued any activity in Iran other than journalism, as the country's senior officials well know. He was accredited by the government, and Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif called him a good reporter. That he has been unjustly imprisoned for longer than the American hostages were held in Tehran in 1979-81 makes a mockery of Mr. Zarif's claim that Iran wishes to improve its relations with the outside world. It reveals Iran as a country where the most basic norms of justice are still grotesquely flouted and where taking prisoners to use as pawns is still regarded as an acceptable form of diplomacy. What's the Post's next move? Douglas Gell is foreign editor of the Washington Post.
Well, I think it's safe to assume that we've explored every possible channel in communicating to Iran just how outrageous its detention of Jason, our correspondent, has been. And even after all this time, a sham trial, 2 months of waiting, we've had only this sort of halfway announcement of a verdict, which is cruel and callous. But I've got to say that ultimately I think this matter is going to be resolved in the political sphere, not in the judicial one. And if there's any good news about these indications that the court process is now wrapping up, it's that finally this matter can be shifted to Iran's political leaders, who are the ones who really have the power to resolve this, to bring this to an end through a pardon, through an overturning of this conviction, through some step that would bring Jason home.
And here's a hint that that is, in fact, the scenario that may soon present itself.
We have Iranians who are imprisoned in the United States, Iranians who are being pursued, and most of them are being pursued for circumventing the sanctions. And you know that from the beginning we considered the sanctions to be wrong, and we encouraged everyone to circumvent them. We consider all of those prisoners to be innocent and consider it wrong that they are in prison.
Would you support a prisoner exchange?
I don't particularly like the word exchange, but from a humanitarian perspective, if we can take a step, we must do it. The American side must take its own steps.
Now, that, of course, is from 60 Minutes, an interview that I suspect you've watched more than once. Any tea leaves in there to be read?
I think they're very clear tea leaves. President Rouhani said that he doesn't like the word exchange, but what he seemed to be outlining, what he was quite clearly outlining, would be an exchange of some kind. Iran has made clear that it would be willing to take steps toward freeing Jason and other Americans held there if the United States took steps to release Iranians held in American prison. Now, that's an unsavory prospect, given our conviction, our absolute confidence that Jason is innocent. But prisoner exchanges are something that governments do all the time.
Given the appetite in Congress, certainly among the GOP, for tolerating any concessions to Iran, and your assessment of the Obama administration, do you think the White House has the will to actually concede something to Iran to preserve Jason's life?
I think these are extraordinarily difficult decisions for politicians, but I think we've also heard quite clearly from the United States government from the very outset that Jason's detention is intolerable, that he deserves to be released. And I think we've also heard statements of clear frustration from people like Secretary John Kerry, Undersecretary Wendy Sherman, that the nuclear deal they spent months negotiating with Iran did not ultimately lead to the release, lead to some concession by Iran that would have seen Jason free. I think it's vital that the U.S. government, from the very highest levels, make sure that Jason's fate is on the front burner of public attention and that it's communicated to Iran that we're not done here. The nuclear deal was not the end of what we need to see from the Iranian government.
Douglas Gell, good luck, and thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, John.
Douglas Gell is foreign editor of The Washington Post.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.